A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I want to urge you on our program this morning to pray, because there is power in prayers. And so our subject of discussion is pray. If you don't pray, you will become a prey. Do not forget, everyone is as strong as his prayer altar. You are as strong as your prayer line, as strong as your quiet time. If you don't pray, you will be a weak believer, someone who does not pray. And because you do not pray, you will not be able to exercise the authority that Christ has devolved or released upon you. You will not be able to exercise the power of God in your life. So you have to pray. Prayer is very significant in life. It is the catalyst that changes the situations of a man. If you want things in your life to change, then you must pray. Prayer is the key that changes situations in the life of a man. It is very important. And of course, when you pray, you must pray word-loaded prayers. Your prayers must be loaded with the word of God. Don't just pray anyhow. Don't pray amiss. Prayers are not answered when they are prayed amiss, when they are prayed for our selfish interest, when what we are asking for is to satisfy our lust. Prayers are not answered if it is selfish prayers, if it is outside of the will of God. But when you pray according to the will and the word of God, your prayers get answered. It is important for us to pray. Jesus prayed and heavens opened upon him. In Luke chapter number 3 and in verse number 21, we're told that as Jesus was baptized, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened. We all desire the heaven to open upon our lives, upon our destinies, upon our businesses, upon our children. Every father, every mother wants heaven to open upon their children. They want their children to operate under open heaven with ease and with result. They want their children, including you. You want your children to have something great to show in life. You want heaven to open. And the catalyst that opens the heaven is prayers. Heaven don't just open upon people. Heaven opens when we pray. Jesus prayed and the heaven was opened upon him. Jabez also prayed and his story was changed. Jabez prayed in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, Jabez called upon God. God changed his story. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Jabez was known for pain. He was always causing pain. In fact, his name meant pain, child of sorrow or pain. But Jabez cried unto God for a change of his story, for a change of his situation. He cried to God and his story changed. God changed his story. God granted him all that he requested. You have to pray if you want your story to change. Please pray. What about Anna? Anna prayed and her story changed. She became a mother. In 1 Samuel chapter number 1, verses 10 and 11, Anna cried to God in the place of prayers and she became a joyful mother. The Bible says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but we give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. No razor will come upon his head. And what Anna said, Anna got, because she gave birth to a bouncing baby boy called Samuel. Anna prayed. She became a mother. Are you trusting God for the fruit of the womb? Please don't be tired of praying. Remember, Anna had always gone to Shiloh every year, praying to God, asking God for a child. But this particular year, because she didn't grow weary, she didn't grow tired of praying or going for convention. At this very year's convention, God met with Anna and she became a mother. Anna fulfilled her own portion of the deal. She brought back the son to God, and God gave her 5 other children after. Please pray. Prayer changes situation. It grants desires. It opens wombs. It makes the barren a joyful mother of children. Please pray. What about Jonah? Jonah was swallowed by a fish because of his disobedience. A fish swallowed Jonah, but in the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed. The book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 1 says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish belly." And verse 10 now said, "And the Lord spoke to the fish, and he vomited Jonah onto dry land." Jonah prayed in the belly of the fish, and the fish vomited Jonah. What is that thing that has swallowed you? Are you in the belly of anything? Please pray, and that thing will vomit you. Maybe you are in the belly of indebtedness. Please pray, and that indebtedness will vomit you. You are in the belly of one major challenge or the other. Please pray. That challenge will vomit you. It will not kill you. It will not destroy you. It will vomit you. Please pray. Prayer is a call unto God, an invitation to God to step into your situation and bring about a turnaround. The disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, and in verse 31, prayed, and the power of God was released upon them because they prayed. Pray. If you want to see the power of God at work in your life, then you must pray. The Bible says, "And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." They prayed. After they were threatened, they prayed, and power came unto them. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6, and verse number 10, the Bible says, Daniel prayed with his windows open towards Jerusalem 3 times a day, as his custom was. And so because Daniel prayed, the lions could not harm him when he was thrown into the den of lions. The lions couldn't harm him because Daniel had prayed. I plead with you to pray. Prayer is very important. Prayer is key for you to get to the place that God has destined for your life. There is the need for you to pray. Please pray. Prayer changes things. I'd like you to develop the attitude, the habit, the daily routine of prayers. Pray to God. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Jesus prayed a great while before dawn. Jesus would retire to a solitary place to pray. The apostles of Jesus Christ were always taking time to pray at the hours of prayer, going to the temple to pray at the hours of prayers. You must pray. Please don't contract out your prayer life. Don't depend on one prophet somewhere to pray for you. Pray for yourself. God desires you in a relationship with Him. God wants you to fellowship with Him. Your fellowship with God is much better than your sacrifices to God. Fellowship with God. Please spend time in God's presence, in the place of prayers, and in the study of the Word. Please pray. I am inviting you to join us on the Moriah prayers today at noon, 12 noon, to pray. Build up your prayer life. Pray and watch God change things and story of your life and destiny while you pray. Please pray. Your heaven will open. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and receive the grace, the burden to pray. My Father, my God, I receive the grace and the burden to pray. Create in me a burden to pray in the name of Jesus. Help me to pray in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, as I pray, let me see answers to prayers in my life. And let me be encouraged the more to pray in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will cause me to see answers to prayers in the name of Jesus, that I will be encouraged to pray in Jesus' precious name. What do you want God to do in your life? What do you want God to do for you? Are you a Jabesh? Do you desire a change of story? Or do you want heaven to open upon your business? Do you want to become fruitful? Do you want something that has swallowed you to vomit you? I need you to cry out to God and pray for answers. Lift your voice and pray. Father, let heavens open upon me, upon my business, upon my destiny. Let my story change, O God, in the name of Jesus. Open my womb. Make me a joyful mother, a joyful father of children. In the name of Jesus, let this indebtedness that has swallowed me, let this shame that has enveloped me, vomit me. In the name of Jesus, give me power. Help me, O God, in Jesus' precious name. I pray for you in the name that is above all names, that because you have prayed, the heavens over your destiny be opened. I pray that your story will change after the order of Jabesh. God will bless you indeed. He will enlarge your territory. It will not grieve you. It will not hurt you. The hand of God will rest upon you, and his name will be glorified in your life. I pray your womb is opened. You become a joyful mother of children. I pray that whatever has swallowed you up will vomit you to the glory of the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite you once again to join us at noon today for Moriah Prayers. It's our interdenominational prayer convocation at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, or on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.